Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
So these days in South Africa, it's fairly easy to log onto a website, open up an app, purchase whatever it is that you desire, from your groceries to clothing items, even goods for your home. And you can be ensured that those particular goods will either make their way to your doorstep in 60 minutes or at least within 30 days. Ultimately, it relies on the final or the last mile, how those goods make it from the warehouse to your home or from the retail store to your doorstep. All of that relies on courier companies who themselves employ a plethora of individuals and resources to make sure that we get our deliveries on time, safely, and with the necessary security. Someone who knows all about this is the CEO of The Courier Guy, a well-known South African courier company that many of us have interacted with. We're joined by the CEO, Craig Pitches. Mr. Pitches, such a pleasure to have you with us, and thank you so much for your time this evening, sir.
Hi, Gugu. Thanks so much for having me on the show.
I'm really excited about this conversation tonight because given your wealth of experience within the logistics and courier industry, I can imagine that you've had the opportunity to really witness a evolution or metamorphosis perhaps that has taken place within the courier space. And maybe talk us through that, because growing up, I remember a time where the post office used to function very easily and very well, and courier companies were a lot more of a luxury. And now the opposite is certainly said to be true.
Yes, I certainly think, the courier industry has grown over the last couple of decades, where it has taken hold in both B2B, so business-to-business deliveries, and more recently B2C deliveries. And we saw with COVID quite a rapid move to online shopping by the South African consumer, increasing the demand for South African couriers to start doing last-mile deliveries to consumers in their homes, while obviously continuing, B2B deliveries around the country as well. We have also seen recently quite a nice increase in the C2C market, where there's a demand for consumer-to-consumer deliveries throughout the country.
I'm keen to understand. We have been seeing e-commerce growing substantially in South Africa. If I'm not mistaken, it only accounts for about 6% of retail sales, but has grown significantly in the last few years. Surely this has been a benefit to businesses like yours?
Certainly, Gugu. As I mentioned, COVID previously, so in 2020, we saw a massive growth in the courier industry, mm-hmm. where some companies saw growth exceeding 50-60%, kind of as we came out of lockdown. And a lot of those volumes and those growth rates have been retained, largely due to the adoption of online shopping by the South African consumer, and also driven by significant players in the market, where online shopping is becoming, as you pointed out in the beginning, increasingly convenient, and the options are so broad and so wide for the South African consumer. So yes, our industry certainly has benefited from it, but it's also quite dramatically changed our business from being a business-to-business focused industry to now becoming largely a consumer-based or consumer-facing industry.
As you mentioned this, talk us through the risks, but the opportunities that also might be present in being more of a business-to-consumer company.
I'm sorry, Kai, I did hear that. Can you please repeat that question?
Oh, I was asking, this shift to becoming more of a B2C company, business-to-consumer, what are the risks, but also the opportunities that might be present? How does this shift, I guess, your operating model and considerations you need to take as a courier business?
I don't think there's any specific risks, related to moving to a B2C. I think there's great opportunities. As a business, we need to stay technologically advanced. We need to remain innovative to really, I suppose, engage well with those customers that are shopping online. We've seen, obviously, a lot of Gen Z customers adopting online shopping. So, the speed and reliability of the service, real-time tracking, flexibility in delivery options. And, as we see out-of-home delivery requirements or demand increasing, some of the innovation like around our lockers and those elements are starting to prove very, very favorable to consumers in the market.
And I think it's important for you, Mr. Pitches, to remind us as consumers about the importance of courier businesses like yours, because you really are the backbone of driving e-commerce. There's no point in me ordering something online if it can't make it to my doorstep. But talk us through the typical journey of any product or item, I guess, from warehouse to doorstep, from retailer to doorstep, or even from the ports.
Yeah, look, most customers would order their goods online, either in the evening, you know, when they get home from work, or sometimes during work or early in the morning. So there are multiple services available to the consumer and to the e-tailer in terms of sending parcels. So we would typically collect a parcel from a e-tailer either in the morning or in the afternoon. And depending on the service selected, we'd either fly or send by road to the destination. Our delivery guys would get out there with the parcel to the customer as quickly as possible and effect the delivery in our business through a paperless one-time PIN environment where the customer doesn't need to sign anything. They just get sent a one-time PIN and they can hand over the one-time PIN to the driver to hand over the parcel. So the process is actually quite simple in terms of courier. It's collect, transport, and deliver the parcel. Again, depending on the service that the e-tailer selects to send or the consumer selects for their parcel, that will determine the length of time it takes to deliver. But typically, you're looking between 1 and 3 days for deliveries pretty much anywhere in South Africa.
Mm. I'm thinking about your biggest input costs, but I'm hoping you'll indulge me and just tell me how you manage them.
So, I mean, staff is obviously a big cost in our environment as well as vehicles. And we manage that really through being as efficient as possible. So, you know, we continue looking to optimize our business to remain efficient. So how quickly we can get things done, how quickly we can move freight or parcels across the floor. And equally so, how frugal we can be in terms of managing the costs associated with it, but most importantly, while maintaining a very high level of service to our customers.
Mm, definitely. I can imagine with the increases in fuel costs, that's also been quite significant here too, Mr. Pitches.
Certainly, and I think we saw marked increases in the end of 2023, early 2024. The price seemed to stabilize a bit and really climbed again at the end of last year. At the end of 23, we saw that, you know, the price really climb. And yes, that affects our business. We run a lot of vehicles. We're running nearly 2,000 vehicles around the country. So we do feel that. You know, fortunately, I think our customers to a large degree understand that dynamic of the fuel price changing on a regular basis. So where we need to make shifts in terms of pricing is to do recoveries for fuel prices. The customers are typically quite comfortable in terms of helping us out in terms of those fuel costs. Again, the consumer at the end gets impacted by the overall cost of the goods, but we manage that as well as we can, both from an e-tailer's point of view and a carrier's perspective.
Mm. On that note, though, there is a lot of competition within your sector, Mr. Pitches. How, I guess, are you managing this as the courier guy? And are there any unforeseen challenges around regulation that still need to be addressed by your industry?
So, yes, there is a lot of competition. There are a lot of players out in the market. There are certainly niche players and there are generalists. We focus on a number of areas. We focus on traditional courier. We've got our kiosks, which are our little retail stores around the country. We've got 200 spread around the country where a customer can go in, buy a box, buy some bubble wrap, and pack and send off their parcel through our kiosks. We've also got our PUDO network. That's our pick-up and drop-off electronic locker network, which is currently 1,200 around the country. And there a customer, you know, simply by using an app, can pay for and send a parcel through our PUDO locker network. So, you know, we believe that we are specializing in terms of that out-of-home delivery mm-hmm. and the pick-up and drop-off type network. The traditional courier, it's a capitalist market, so, you know, competition is good. Mm. It keeps us on our toes. It keeps us innovating. and keeps us, you know, looking for new products and new innovations to give to both our customers, the e-tailers, and the consumers in the market.
This might be an unfair question, but capitalists also seek opportunities, Mr. Pitches, right? And one would sit here thinking, what are your thoughts on the South African Post Office? We know it's gone under business rescue at the moment, or going through it at the moment. But are there assets within the state-owned company that can be utilized by players like yourselves in the private sector?
I think it's difficult to answer that in terms of whether the assets we could use. I think it's certainly no secret that the South African Post Office has one of the most extensive networks in the country. And I guess it just is unfortunate that they don't get to use that network to its full capacity and to its full extent. In terms of what assets are there and how they can be used is quite difficult to comment on.
So it's not, I guess, a business that you might have been eyeing for some time or would actually like to purchase?
No, certainly not from our perspective, no.
Got you. Mr. Pitches, we look forward to hearing more from you in the upcoming months and the weeks ahead, especially as we head into November with Black Friday, the festive season in December, where I can imagine there'll be an uptick of activity in terms of retail purchases taking place.
Yep, the crazy season is coming on us fast.
Definitely. Thank you so much for your time this evening, Craig. I could have this conversation with you for hours on end, just given the wealth of history that you have, not only at the Courier Guy, where you have been a CEO and COO, but also the multitude of logistics and companies that you've also had to operate in. Thank you again for your time this evening, sir.
Super. Thank you, Gugu. Have a good evening.
Thank you. That's Craig Pitches, right, who's the CEO of The Courier Guy, a company many of us are familiar with, maybe made a delivery to your workplace, to your home, or even you might have made use of their delivery stores where you can pick up any products that you might have purchased online. But I think it's very telling, right, as you can tell. Pun intended. The fact that e-commerce is really driving the growth of courier companies in South Africa and the sustainability thereof. It is literally what they call the last mile. Picking up whatever product you and I might purchase from the retailer, from the warehouse, journeying across the different routes that we have in South Africa and then delivering it to your doorstep, and how the business has really shifted more from business to business as business to customer. Again, fuel as well as staff costs being the most substantial input costs. But of course, these operators still finding ways to maintain their profit margins and be competitive within the local economy. Share your thoughts with us. How often do you purchase online? Your thoughts on courier companies? Do you trust them? Do you have a preferred brand? Are you getting comfortable with purchasing goods online like many South Africans have become?
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.